And you up seen, over the top.
You seen $5?
Yes.
Where? You ain't seen none in there.
You don't have any in there.
Yes,
why?
I got some. Come here, let me show you.
Okay. It'll probably last a long time.
It'll last as long as I've been here. Sure, I may not come back. They'll get to somebody. But nothing.
Yes, ma'am. Up over the fireplace, you always had a kind of a place where you could...
It's a shelf. You see that shelf there?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a shelf. And it used to have bold well, but now I got a pump now. You seen a bold well? It's wide open. Got bowls up around you, draw water with a wood one or just a way. And then sometimes you pull it up that way. Have two buckets on there. One be coming up full and the other going down. You seen that?
Yeah. What kind of buckets, what were they made out of?
They look like little kegs. They make them like that then.
Uh-huh.
But I don't see none now, now. I ain't seen none now since I've been gone. But I know when us was children, we pull it up that way. One of them, you know, had it up there and be a whirlwind. One of them be grind down, then one you be pulling up be full of water. Well, when you get through that, you draw that and up and the other get full. That's the way us done now.
Yes, ma'am.
When us was children.
The houses used to catch on fire a lot of times, didn't they?
They did. They catch now more than they used to on kind of got these yucks in there. Them that thing there. Them lights will catch your house fire. When they're way out, you know. And then they've been examined since they put them up there. I hope don't burn up mine. Because I'll never be able to get nothing there. And you know how I got this house? I went down there and spoke and I asked the white man, I went to, I said, Mr. Hobson, do you care if I get me one day to work in town to try to help my children a little? He said, Lenny, when you work your crop, say you're so nice about working, don't have to pay a penny, say you wake it, say stop the hour day you want. I said, well, can I stop Tuesdays and go down there? He said, yeah. And I went down there. In here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I done 5 washing with these hands. Not on a machine now. You had a rubber clothes with these hands here. And I washed, you know what I got for them 5 washing? A quarter of washing.
Yeah.
And I take one of them quarters and I get me a dime box of snuff. And I take the other and get me a dime worth of sugar and get the children a nickel worth of candy. And I put the other dollar in the post office and come on back home. And I picked me some berries, you know, coming along and make them a big fire. And they thought they had some. And us had cows, you know. Belly full of butter, them children was happy and full. They thought they had some. They said, I'd be so glad. But Mama go down here on a Tuesday, said she gonna get some and said, we gonna have a big pie, a big churn of buttermilk. They was glad of it, you know. They was happy. And they talked about it now. You ought to hear them talking about it. And they said, and us was full too. Said, us wasn't hungry. He said, if I had all as many things as he said, it'd been too full to eat it. Well, it's so. When you full, you're a fool. I don't care what it is. Well, that's the way I bought it. I was 13 years buying me 2 acres of land.
Long time to work for a piece of land.
Well, I didn't work. I was doing other work, but I saved my money so I could get that. 13 years.
That's.
And then one of them 13 years, I asked one man. I said, "Well, you sell me 2 acres of land? You ain't got nothing to buy it with. I could sell it to you." He's kind of a big shot man, you know, more Wallace stays out there. I said, yeah.